Hello, and welcome to 2015 Christmas Special, Yuletide Music and Cheer on Sight Into Sound Radio. In this next hour, you will hear classic and comical Christmas songs, as well as jokes and stories. I'm John Biondi. So, let's get started. The question is, who's coming to town? I think it's Santa. Do you know a wealthy Detroit matron to a friend said, "I gave my husband a Cadillac for Christmas so I wouldn't have anything to wrap." Well, she may not have anything to wrap, but here's an idea. Why don't you sing along with the next song, The Winter Wonderland? Thank you. Here's a letter to Santa. Where are my gifts? If you fear that letter to Santa won't get to the North Pole in time, try emailing him. Emailsanta.com sees more than a million missives every year, and each one gets a response, including these. I'm sorry, but I don't have a chimney. I'll leave the cat flap unlocked for you, but please watch out for the litter box. That's from John, age 4. Mommy and Daddy say I have not been very good these past few days. How bad can I be before I lose my presents? Asks Christian, age 7. Did you really run over my grandma? Mackenzie, age 11, asks. I'm sorry for putting all that Ex-Lac in your milk last year, but I wasn't sure if you were real. My dad was really mad. That's from Bree, age 7. You really don't need to send me the motor home. I know that you won't be able to fit it in your sleigh. I know that the elves won't be able to reach the pedals. And anyway, my mom said I can't get my driver's license yet. That's Kyle, age 5. Please don't bring me any new clothes. Kayla, age 9. Thank you for the remote control car last year, even though it broke the day after. I know you tried, and that's what counts. Alex, age 8. Do you know Jesus is the real reason for Christmas? Not to be mean, but he is. Roseanne, age 11. On Christmas Eve, my 9-year-old son, David, put out milk and cookies for Santa, plus an extra treat, a beer. The next morning, David came tearing into our room. Santa came, he shouted, holding up the half-full bottle of beer. He said, see, there really is a Santa, because Dad would have drunk the whole thing.
Have a blue Christmas without you. I feel so blue. You just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. We won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing right with your Christmas up right. It'll be but I'll ever be a blue Christmas. Oh baby, I'll miss you.
Right now, it's time for YuleNet.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No. No mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm. No latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't any Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room, because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure, he gets them all, the minute he believes. but I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie, what's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
And that presentation of YuleNet was by Stan Freberg, the late Stan Freberg, who passed away this year. But now, here comes the Jackson 5 and also Santa Claus. Did you know, soon after Christmas, Macy's in New York had a visit from a boy returning a large doll, which he traded for an arsenal of water pistols. "Who on earth would give you a doll?" he was asked. "My uncle," he said patiently. He always does. "He thinks I'm a niece." Well, whatever he thinks, but here's Ringo Starr singing Sleigh Bells Ring. I think.
listening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you very much. For your enjoyment, here comes Diane Krall. She's dashing through the snow.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. The ground is white, go while you're young. I take the girls tonight and sing this sleighing song. Just let a bobtail bay 240 as his speed. And then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead. A shooba dooba do 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 do, shooba do bobba do do, shooba do do. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells. all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. And jingle bells all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. And jingle bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Horses.
You're listening to the 2015 Christmas special, Yuletide Music and Cheer, on Sight Into Sound Radio. I'm John Biondi. Faced with the problem of what to give her fiancé for Christmas, a friend of mine decided on an identification bracelet. On the outside, she had engraved his name, rank and serial number, Lieutenant Lawrence J. Bishop, 0404-9017, and on the inside, Catherine Miller, 36, 24, 36. And for kind of a change of pace, here's three tenors.
For a sleigh ride together with you.
Outside the snow is following friend our collie hoo hoo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Sleigh ride. Anyway, thank you, three tenors, for the ride. And now, Green Christmas by the late Stan Freberg.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack?
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir.
I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild. Mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys. Show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. A Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers. Boy, don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way.
halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising?
Thank you, Mr. Freeberg. And wouldn't you know it, here comes Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby in their rendition of Jingle Bells.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Grab the verse.
Dashing through the snow,
yeah,
in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. While the bells on bobtails ring,
tell me about it,
making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Grab the verse.
Dashing through the snow,
yeah,
in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. While the bells on bobtails ring,
tell me about it,
making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Just a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank you, gentlemen. And while we're up, let's do a little boogie-woogie Santa Claus.
Well, looky here, Jack. There's something down the track. He got rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his hat. Jump for joy on the Christmas ball. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa. Boogie all your blues away. Well, it's rock, 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 Mr. Santa. Jump, 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 Mr. Santa Claus.
And that bit of insanity was provided by Brian Seltzer's orchestra. So there you have it, Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. It's kind of time now to change the mood of things. But first, here's something from Irma Bombeck in her book, Forever Irma. The title of the article is Children of Christmas, and this was written December 25, 1969. There is nothing sadder in this world than to awaken Christmas morning and not be a child. Not to feel the cold on your bare feet as you rush to the Christmas tree in the living room. Not to have your eyes sparkle at the wonderment of discovery. Not to rip the ribbons off the shiny boxes with such abandon. What happened? When did the cold bare feet give way to reason and a pair of sensible bedroom slippers? When did the sparkle and wonderment give way to the depression of a long day? When did a box with a shiny ribbon mean an item on the charge? A child of Christmas doesn't have to be a toddler or a teen. A child of Christmas is anyone who believes that kings have birthdays. The Christmases you love so well are gone. What happened? Maybe they diminished the year you decided to have your Christmas cards printed to send to 1,500 of your closest friends and dearest obligations. You got too busy to sign your own name. Maybe it was the year you discovered the traditional Christmas tree was a fire hazard and the needles had to be vacuumed every 3 hours, and you traded its holiday aroma for a silver one that revolved, changed colors, played Silent Night, and snowed on itself. Or the year had got to be too much trouble to sit around the table and put popcorn and cranberries on the string. Probably you lost your childhood the year you solved your gift problems neatly and coldly with a checkbook. Think about it. It might have been the year you were too rushed to bake cookies and resorted to slice and bake with no nonsense. Who needs a bowl to clean or lick? Most likely it was a year that you were so efficient in paying back all your party obligations. A wonderful little caterer did it for you for $3 per person. Children of Christmas are givers. That's what the day is for. They give thanks, love, gratitude, joy, and themselves to one another. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to have children around a tree. It's rather like lighting a candle that you've been saving. Caroling when your feet are cold. Building a fire in a clean grate. Grinding tinsel deep into the rug. Licking frosting off a beater. Giving something you made yourself. It's laughter. Being with people you like. And at some time falling to your knees and saying, "Thank you for coming to my birthday party." How sad indeed to awake on Christmas and not be a child. Time, self-pity, apathy, bitterness, and exhaustion can take the Christmas out of the child. But you cannot take the child out of Christmas. That was "Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming" by the Mannheim Steamroller. And now, "Ave Maria" by Michael Bublé. Well, this has been a delightful Christmas, and of course Christmas means a Christmas dinner. Here, let me read something about a Christmas dinner. One year for Christmas, we were having 25 people for dinner. We knew we needed a large turkey, so we ordered a 34-pound turkey from the turkey farm. Early Christmas morning, I got up to put the turkey in the oven. All was good until I tried to close the door. It would not close. Despite it being 5 in the morning and me being half asleep, my brain cells were firing on some level and I came up with a solution. Duct tape. I duct taped the oven door closed and all was right in our Christmas world that day. And now we know we have a 29-pound limit on the oven. And now our final Christmas dinner story. It was 20 years ago that we had a brand new kitchen installed with new appliances, of which we were very proud. The turkey was stuffed and ready for the brand new oven and in good time, just after 1 in the afternoon. I asked my husband to put the bird in the oven and turn it on. We headed to the ski hill for a fun-filled afternoon, knowing that the turkey would be ready when we returned. The house was fragrant with wonderful roasting turkey when we arrived. I got the potatoes and veggies ready and settled down for a drink before dinner. One of the kids wandered into the kitchen and noticed the turkey in the oven with the lock on. I rushed into the kitchen, and there it was. The oven had been set to clean. There was no way to stop it, and in horror we watched the turkey going from luscious tan to black char. We ate potatoes with vegetables and a fried egg on top. Well, it is our hope that your Christmas dinner will be much better than that.
Put on your seatbelts, everybody! Put on your food belts! Oh, no, it's not that time of year again! No, it can't be! It can't be! Tell me, pinch me! Tell me it's not here!
It's the most fattening time of the year. With that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip-smackingest season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all. There'll be turkeys for basting and stuffing for tasting, and giblets and gravy will flow. There'll be cookies that Mom baked and a leftover fruitcake from a Christmas a long time ago. It's the scale flattening time of the year. While your diet you're blowing, there's calories going straight down to your rear. It's a scale flattening time of the year.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. I know there's food everywhere. Eggnog flowing out of fountains. It's like one big bar mitzvah. But listen, you don't have to do that. You could have small portions and make ribbons instead of fudge. You can do it. Please try.
There'll be after meal dosing
and arteries closing.
Cholesterol levels will grow.
It's too cold to go jogging, too brisk for tobogganing, so pass me a hot buttered roll.
Don't you dare touch that roll, I'm watching!
It's the most fattening time of the year. All those gingerbread shingles and chocolate Kris Kringles will tremble in fear. It's the most fattening time. It's a belt-loosening time. It's the most fattening time of the year.
I'm watching!
We hope you enjoyed the 2015 Christmas special, Yuletide Music and Cheer, on Sight Into Sound Radio. Your producer was Jim Martinez. I'm John Biondi. On behalf of the staff and volunteers at Sight Into Sound, we would like to wish all of you Yuletide cheer and a very Merry Christmas.